most people had no idea that there even was such a thing as women's professional basketball until the scandal involving Brittany Griner, who was detained in Russia for having an unauthorized substance in a vape pen, and then old Joe did a prisoner swap, and so that Russia released Brittany, who identifies as a woman, in exchange for a big Russian arms dealer. Remember that? But even with all that free publicity, which was over 2 years ago, nobody cared. Nobody watched. Up until this year, because there's a new star in the WNBA, a NCAA all-time leading scorer, two-time national champion, first-round draft pick into the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, who obviously is white. But that's not going over very well these days with systemic and institutional anti-whiteism and widespread white envy.
I believe that there's resentment towards Caitlin Clark. I believe that black players who have been balling and scratching and clawing to help build this league have a right to be somewhat resentful.
They have a right to be resentful of the biggest star in the WNBA ever, and the only reason anybody is even watching. And recently, an opponent committed one of the biggest fouls ever seen in the WNBA, just shoving her to the ground when she wasn't paying attention, which got the attention of a local congressman who called out the excessive physical aggression against Caitlin Clark. Here's another player. Cameron Brink believes that younger white players in the league have privilege. And here's another one who won an ESPY. That's the awards that ESPN gives out to various different athletes, apologizing for being white and winning the award.
With the light that I have now, as a white woman who leads a black-led sport, and celebrated here, I want to show a light on black women. They don't get the media coverage that they deserve. They've given so much to this sport and the community and society as a whole, and their value is undeniable.
Society as a whole, not just the sport. Here's another WNBA rookie who was also in the NCAA championships facing off against Caitlin Clark, who ended up losing, this girl, whose name I won't mention because I don't want to give her that much publicity, but she also was recruited into the WNBA, and as you can see here, she is very upset that she is not the big star of the WNBA, and of course, it's a white girl because, well, statistics don't lie.
And I know I'll go down in history. I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that. Like, it's not just because of one person. A lot of us have done so much for this game, and
don't forget about me. She was like the bad girl in the NCAA championships, but just like in the Olympics or really any sports or competition, nobody cares about who came in second. Of course, the old bags at The View are conflicted because people are surprisingly watching women's professional basketball. But again, the star is a white girl.
I do think that there is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a thing called white privilege. There is a thing called tall privilege. And we have to acknowledge that. And so
I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be rude, but Caitlin Clark looks like a man in a ponytail. Okay, so she does not have pretty privilege. I can't emphasize how upset they are about this whole thing. A WNBA coach says that the greatness of black and brown people isn't celebrated as much as those who are white. Of course, when black people become big stars in predominantly white sports or in positions that are usually held by white people, then of course they are celebrated. They're put in the history books. They're absolutely amazing. But when the shoe's on the other foot, certain people get jealous and spiteful. In fact, they're very upset that there are, in their view, too many white people in certain sports like hockey. And so they're trying to fix that.
I am proud to release the NHL's inaugural Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Report. When we talk about diversity and inclusion in hockey, we're talking about creating opportunities for everyone to bring their full, authentic selves to the sport.
Their full, authentic selves, huh? Well, in case you're not aware, that's a cultural Marxist buzzword, meaning that he's upset that there aren't enough gay people playing hockey. For generations, people have joked about black NBA players, because obviously it is a white-dominated sport. just like the NBA is a black-dominated sport. But obviously, they're not recruiting more white players for the NBA. And now that a white WNBA player rose to the top, obviously they're upset about it. And so now they're not only on the lookout for a black hockey player, they need a black gay player.
We find ourselves at an unprecedented inflection point as a society. And during the past few years, the NHL has accelerated its efforts to ensure that we continue to grow our sport with a lens on the future, specifically underrepresented groups across gender, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and disability.
Oh, my mistake. They're on the lookout for a black, gay, one-eyed hockey player. Those with the woke mind virus are also upset that too many white people like to go skiing and snowboarding.
Cortina may be one of only a handful of places to host the Alpine World Championships, but it's similar to every resort in Europe and across North America in one respect. The fact that almost everyone in these beautiful places is white. That is certainly the case here in Larks and has been at all of the places that I've been fortunate enough to visit through competition and now work.
Oh. They're also upset that too many white people like to play golf. This from the Golf Channel.
Here, people across the country have taken the initiative to broaden their educations on race relations.
Meaning to bow down and worship George Floyd and apologize for being white.
Now in golf, professional golfers have used their platforms to speak out on social injustice, but
celebrities know what's best.
To actually be a black player in a white-dominated game, that lends a different perspective. Here's the 2018 World Long Drive champion, Maurice Allen, in his own words.
Hero, civil rights icon, yeah.
So I show up to the golf course pretty much just like anyone else, get in my car, pull my clubs out, and I get ready to walk into the course. But for the most part, that's where it all changes.
Oh, no. I feel like an outsider.
Golf doesn't have to tell you, well, because you're black, you can't come. They do it with entry fees, with initiation fees at clubs. If you look at the vast majority...
I'm sorry, but the initiation fees and entry fees and dues have to be paid by every member, no matter what race they are, sir. I mean, what's next? Are they going to complain about too many white people going on hikes and enjoying the national parks? Oh, wait, what's this?
America's national parks and public lands have long been places of refuge in times of turmoil. But new government data first shared with ABC News shows people of color are less likely to take advantage of the great outdoors. Our Devin Dwyer takes a look at why that is and why it's so important for our collective health and the future of the parks themselves.
It's white people's fault.
The sweeping vistas stir the soul. Wildlife and waterfalls awaken a sense of wonder. The American wilderness, a playground for old and for young, and overwhelmingly white.
When you look around, you don't see people that you identify with. You don't feel welcome. You feel out of place. You feel literally like you are an outsider.
Guess what, lady? There's plenty of other countries down in South America or even over in Africa that maybe you would feel more comfortable in. But speaking of the great outdoors, have you seen my new An Appeal to Heaven shirt, which you can order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. There's a whole backstory behind it in case you haven't heard. I've been meaning to do a dedicated video about it. But if you know, then you know, and you can order it from my online store, and you can get anything for 20% off this whole week by using the promo code INFLATION at the checkout. In case you haven't heard, the Appeal to Heaven flag is an old patriotic symbol dating back to the very beginning of this country. Sort of like the Don't Tread on Me flag, and recently the New York Times deemed it an extremist symbol, just like they tried to do with the Don't Tread on Me flag back during the Obama administration. So, of course, I put it on a shirt, which you should order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check it out.